My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. The words of Psalm 45, verses 1 through 7. A song the world cannot sing. For the world and its misguided desires, its hopes built on the falsehood of the lies of the evil one, cannot rejoice in hearing about its destruction at the hands of the good king. It cannot see that it is by this killing, this murdering of the sin, that God, through the work of Jesus, has inspired his Holy Spirit to raise from the dead all who believe and trust in him. But that is the pleasing theme which Christians, from the beginning to the end of the world, even the Old Testament Christians, like David here, learn to sing about, making our hearts eager to recall the words of the scribe, speaking about the grace upon the lips of Jesus, upon the sword that comes from his mouth to divide bone and marrow, soul and spirit, saint and sinner, to pierce you, to strike you down with words of his law, in order that he might raise you up with words of his forgiveness, his cause, his righteousness, his truth spoken, I absolve you. Yeah, the arrows of the word of God are sharp in the hearts of the enemy, and that includes us. They strike hard when they strike home, but far better to be struck down by the king who would raise you from the dead than to let those flaming darts of the evil one lead you astray in the darkness of this age, that you would stand against the throne of God, which cannot fade, which does last forever and ever. Far better to be of those peoples who fall beneath the cross of Jesus than those who would seek to stand before his throne on the day of judgment on their own reason, strength, and merit. Far better to say with David of the crucified Christ, bloody sweat and thorn-crowned brow, you are the most handsome of the sons of men. Better to know Christ and him crucified, the good king doing it all for you, the good king who desires mercy, not sacrifice, the good king who is coming soon. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.